as we go to the regional director, public affairs, the Auto Club, AAA, Skylar McKinley joining us right now. And Skylar, thanks again for taking some time out of your busy schedule. This is kind of an interesting subject, you know, whether or not electric trucks can do, you know, truck stuff. And we're talking about, what, Ford F-150s?
Yeah, the Ford F-150 Lightning is by far the most popular electric truck in America. It got many folks who would have never considered an electric car to buy an electric truck. They sold 15,000 of them last year. There are hundreds of thousands of folks on the waiting list. I think the question is this going to be good for Costco runs and that's it? Or can I take this to job sites? Can I use this to run garden chores? And that's what we wanted to find out. Specifically, will these trucks work the way that folks, especially Coloradans, use these trucks?
Right. And so when we talk about the payload, you know, the during the research, I mean, this is a realistic payload to get down to the bottom line, so to speak, about what these trucks can do. What was the payload and how did it do?
So we loaded a 2022 Ford F-150 Lightning up to just about its maximum payload. We put 1,400 pounds of sandbags in the bed of that vehicle and then ran these tests. By the way, that's the equivalent of about 20 pounds of concrete bags or 70 pounds of mulch. And again, the close to the maximum payload you can load in the thing. The results, significant reduction in range, about 24.5% loss of range. The mileage went down from 278 miles per charge to about 210. I think that's the bad news, is that you are absolutely losing range. I think the flip side of that, though, is that you maintained about 75% of your range, and very few daily users are going to be loading this thing to the maximum every time they use the truck or multiple times per day. So for drivers like you and I who need a good, reliable chore vehicle, who use a truck every day but maybe aren't pushing it to its limits, I think the Lightning in our test proves to be a great option. It's an open question, though, whether that truck is going to be useful for folks in the trades, for folks running ranches, and folks who are always loading up their truck and then driving long distances.
Is there any data that that compares what a gas or diesel-powered truck would do in the same test?
So we didn't do a head-to-head, but we know some comparative statistics, right? So, for example, a Ford F-150, the comparative gas-powered version, gets 500 miles per tank. When it's loaded up, it gets a mile per gallon of about 23, maybe 20. That's unloaded, I should say. In comparison, the loaded Ford F-150 Lightning got the equivalent of 47 miles per gallon. So it is true that the F-150 Lightning is much more efficient, but its drawbacks are it can't go as long. It's going to suffer at range. And I think most importantly for most Coloradans, it's not going to be as quick and easy to fill the thing up as it will be with your gas F-150 or if you're driving a Dodge Ram Diesel 2500.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's say you're doing all this work and things, and all you have, all of a sudden you have to put the thing on a charger. How long does that take to charge it back up to be, you know, to be a full tank, so to speak?
Yeah, and that's going to depend on the speed and strength of the charger, but it's going to interrupt your day. You can't expect to fill up in 5 minutes. You're going to be sitting at a charger for several hours. What we've seen in other research, though, is that when folks buy one of these, they do their homework, and then they get used to how range is impacted. So they would use this truck for a couple of errands, maybe to and from a garden center, to and from Home Depot once or twice a day, and then realize, okay, that's it for my range for the day, but that's all the chores I had to do. That's why, again, when it comes to folks who are using their truck day in, day out for heavy-duty purposes, you know, the Lightning might present an option, but it's not going to be as easy to plan around as a gas or diesel truck for right now. That will change. Battery technology is improving. Battery infrastructure is improving. But for right now, our advice to consumers is this is a great truck if you're a regular consumer like you and me. If you need a truck, consider this one. If you are a professional user of your truck, if you have it loaded up with toolboxes and you're regularly hauling loads, evaluate the miles that you drive every day. And if it's more than around, you know, 180 to 210, you might want to still stick to gas or diesel for right now.
Again, we're visiting with AAA Skylar McKinley. And let's switch gears just a little bit in the time we have left. What are gas prices looking like right now as we're heading into summer? And how's everything look from that perspective?
You know, gas prices are still abnormally high relative to what we've seen on a rolling average for the last 5 to 8 years, but they've come down. Gas prices in Colorado are stable. In some markets, they're well below $3.25. I'm sitting at a service station right now that has unleaded for $3.04. So your mileage may vary, but the good news is, generally, unlike last year when we had a really unstable oil market and prices were constantly ping-ponging and then up and up and up and up, this year they're going to stay stable. You'll see occasional blips around, for example, July 4th and Labor Day, but you can go ahead and budget that gas will be in the neighborhood of $3 to $3.50 for the rest of the summer, barring any unforeseen international incidents or a really bad hurricane season.
And the Arab Emirates actually raised their prices, if I remember correctly, yesterday, and the president had some comments about it. Will that affect things at all as far as gas prices over the next few weeks?
Yeah, global production has a big factor here. It's the exclusive factor, really, when we're looking at summer gas prices. Drivers won't see that for probably about a month if there's any impact on the markets. And in that time, domestic production can increase. We can find fuel from other sources. So I would not expect gas north of $4 this summer